returning into our podcast and welcome back. For today's podcast, we will be battling good versus evil in a discussion based on the film Schindler's List. After talking to my fellow podcast members, we decided that it would be best to debate the quote, "It is easier to do evil than to do good," based on how we interpreted the movie. Therefore, buckle in and dive into today's podcast where we will demonstrate what we have to say for today. In the movie Schindler's List, there were a lot of moments where the characters and actors portrayed how easy it is to do evil rather than good. One particular way that this action was demonstrated was when Amon Goth discovered his feeling for Helen, a Jewish servant. It was clear that he loved her, but because of the fact that she was a Jew, he knew that it was forbidden. Although he tried to treat her differently, he couldn't bring himself to face the truth, so he would beat her because that was easier to do than to admit he fell in love with the Jew. Personally, I agree with the statement because sometimes doing the right thing is extremely hard, especially when others are against it. I know that according to history, there were some people who were against all of this, but because they knew going against the party would be hard, since they could get killed, they chose to continue even though they knew that it was wrong. So, in a way, it's kind of like being peer pressured.
There are several moments, according to many scenes of the film, where there can be a flexibility whether to agree or disagree with the following statement, that it is easier to do evil than to do good. When the viewers are first introduced to Oskar Schindler, he is easily represented as a member of the Nazi Party, thus illustrating that his job is no good. Being given the information that he is a member of the Nazi Party, the viewers further acknowledge that he had a higher significance to the party, which was demonstrated as everyone wanted to take pictures with him. This expressed how Oskar Schindler himself did not care too much of the Jewish people, which were being enslaved and murdered by the party which he so proudly represented. Therefore, this aspect of the film demonstrates why I agree with the statement that it is easier to do evil than to do good. Oskar Schindler joined the Nazi Party, and of course, being a well-known member of the party influences him to evil. Therefore, for him, it is easier to do evil than to do good. Furthermore, it is easier to agree with this statement because Oskar Schindler was born on the year 1908, and the Nazi Party began in the year 1920. In other words, Oskar was 12 when it began, but he was only 25 when it rose to power. Given the information that he could have decided not to join the party, he still chose to. On the other hand, there was a significant scene in the film which brought the tension to many viewers, which influenced me to disagree with the following statement that it is easier to do evil than to do good. An element that carries the foundation of this statement was when the film focused on one certain individual, the little girl in the red coat. This little girl drew back the humanity in Oskar Schindler when she was first introduced, running away from the Nazi soldiers at the ghetto. And when she was brought back into the frame of the film, dead and seconds away from being engulfed by the flames, which were burning other Jewish corpses to hide the traces of the Nazis. During this scene, it was evident that Oskar Schindler was hurt to see so many corpses being dug out and burned before him. This scene drew the line in the film where Oskar decides to help the Jews without fully demonstrating that he was going to help them in the first place. Therefore, it became difficult for him to do evil than to do good, in the sense that he wanted to help the Jews without giving the impression that he was going against the Nazi party. Another scene which expressed how difficult it was for Oskar Schindler to do evil than it was to do good was when the Jewish workers gave him the ring that they made for him. The ring represented a token of their gratitude for saving them from being killed and for giving them a second chance. Meanwhile, he lost everything to preserve their safety. He previously explained that by still being a part of the Nazi party, he was not considered a good person to the public eye, although he saved their lives, since he was considerably known for being a criminal and a slave laborer. Nevertheless, Schindler's Jews gave him the ring to express how grateful they were for his actions to save them. Although the ring carried much significance to him, he claimed that he could have done more. He could have sold more things, get more money, and saved more lives of other innocent Jews. Schindler also began to remark on his stupid decisions on spending his money on things which were not necessities, and how he could have spent the money to just save one more life. This evidently depicts how difficult it was for him to do the evil without giving up the good that he was doing for the Jews.
Relating to what Emily said, Amon didn't really understand how to be a good person. Although he thought he was doing good as a Nazi soldier and leader by killing the Jewish people. In the movie, there was a scene where Oskar Schindler talks to Amon about power. He explains to him that in order for the people to respect and listen to him, the Jewish people need to understand that he has more power over them. Amon listened to what Schindler told him. And when the Jewish girl was smoking on the job, he lets her go. But there came across a Jewish boy slash worker who couldn't scrub off the stain in the bathtub, so Amon lets him go. And soon after, he shoots the Jewish boy in the head. Amon realizes that at the moment that it wasn't right to let the Jewish people go so easily, which again makes him look bad and act evil. Many people in the world are viewed as evil for the crimes they've committed, such as the Rwandan genocide, where the Hutu and the Tutsis fought in Africa. The Hutu government had slaughtered between 800,000 and 1 million Tutsis to overthrow them and to regain power over the Tutsis, just like the Germans overpowered the Jews and slaughtered around 6 million Jews.